as we do on Monday mornings, always like to check in. Yeah, well, last week, the news was so urgent, we had to check with him on Friday.
Right.
But we want to check in with our good friend Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor for the Detroit News, as all of us continue to process what happened in the debate and its aftermath. Nolan, good morning.
Good morning, Guy and crew.
Good morning. So they met at Camp David. The best reports coming out, I guess some pretty strong sources saying that they are going to defiantly stand in there, and that Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, the Biden family all told Joe, stay in there, keep fighting. you know, I've took the keys away from a parent. Right. This isn't just the Corvette we need to take away from him. He's got the keys to the country.
Yeah, and it's a disservice both on their part, both to their father, husband, brother, grandpa, whatever, and to the nation. I mean, you could not have watched that Thursday night as a family member and not had your heart broken about what was happening on that stage. And he's got two more of these ahead of him. And I doubt you'll ever see Joe Biden on a debate stage again. If he does stay in the race, he'll say, oh, I'm not going to debate a liar or some other excuse, but you're never going to see this again. But still, you know, they're all saying, well, he had a bad night. Well, yeah, anybody who's dealt with older parents and grandparents like this knows sometimes they have bad days, sometimes they have good days. But you don't want him having a bad day when a key decision is made on a matter of national security or an emergency.
When Putin invades Poland, you don't want it to be a day that he has a quote-unquote cold.
Yeah, right. And, you know, this is just dereliction on the part of his family. But, you know, they're almost assuring that Donald Trump's going to be the next president.
Nolan, did this debate really change any minds in the hearts of people who are Biden supporters or Trump supporters, hardcore Trump supporters, hardcore Biden supporters? Did it change any minds, even though it didn't go that well for President Biden?
Well, you see what's happening with Biden supporters, Lloyd. They're scared as heck. I mean, they're all, you've never heard this sort of rumbling and outright suggestions that he get out from key Democrats all across the country. So, yeah, it sure changed that. And if you look at independents and how they viewed the debate, I think it was 80% went against Biden. So this was the most damaging political event to a candidate that I can recall seeing ever.
But Nolan, on the Sunday shows, everyone's coming out with this whole like, yeah, but Trump's bad too. I just don't think that's a good strategy after what people saw on Thursday night.
That's, everybody knew Trump was bad. I mean, or and you know what they were wanting to see. I mean, you know, everybody talked about, well, Trump said this and Trump said that. Never matter what Trump said, Trump could have stood there and said nothing and probably would have been better off doing so. This was all about Joe Biden, and the very key question about Joe Biden was, did he have the mental and physical acumen to be president? And if you saw, see and cut the cameras, but if you saw the tape later that they put out of Jill Biden leading him off that podium, what on earth is wrong with her to think that this man could last another 4 years?
Well, we were having that discussion before we came to you, but both Lloyd and I ran into people this weekend who said that they're claiming that she's guilty of elder abuse because she won't do what's right for her own spouse.
I don't get it. And I don't get how his family, I mean, as you said, family's the one who has to be honest in a situation like this. And we've all had to do it. And, you know, what's so important about him getting another four-year term? There are other candidates out there. It's not like it was 4 years ago, oh, he's the only one who could beat Trump. Mm-hmm. You know, there's others out there.
Who do you think would be the strongest alternative that they could come up with if they do decide to open up the convention?
Well, you know, they've got governors, including our own, who are very popular. Although, you know, I don't believe, you know, I've been talking to Democrats over the weekend. It's either, and I'm working on this piece right now. I mean, it's either Joe or it's Kamala. It's not going to be Gretchen Whitmer or Gavin Newsom or
Yeah.
anybody else. They're stuck with with Kamala Harris if it's not Joe Biden. And so, you know, you'll see, I think, a real effort to pump her up over the next few weeks.
And Nolan,
you never know when this guy's just going to collapse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And Nolan, I did talk to some people over the weekend too who were diehard Democrats, diehard Biden supporters, and they said if Biden was in a nursing home right now with tubes in his nose, that they would still vote for Biden over Donald Trump. Is this debate, is this Biden's like Trump deal where they say if Trump would shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue that, you know, people would still vote for him? Is this what this is with this debate with Biden and the folks who really support him?
Or, you know, more relevant, now you've got people who say they'd vote for Trump if he were in prison, which, you know, is probably the next step you're going to see here. And so, yeah, I mean, you've got those people on the fringes of both parties who are going to stick with him regardless. I think Democrats will stick with him regardless. I don't think you're going to see much Democrat defection to Donald Trump. You may have a lot of people just don't vote for president. I think that's true on both sides of the ticket. This will probably mark the third cycle I haven't voted for a Republican or Democrat for president. It's just, you know, I am not going to salute a bad candidate.
Just switching gears to our state policies and things going on here in Michigan, you wrote an article about pork barrel spending, and this little piggy gets a baseball stadium. This little piggy gets this, and it was very clever.
Oink, oink, oink.
Yeah, I mean, $400 million that we know of so far, and this comes on the heels of that huge scandal with the Faye Badoon and the $4,500 microwave, and it's like they learned nothing. You know, I think they believe there's no consequences for this sort of reckless spending. Meanwhile, they're hanging on as hard as they can to that tax decrease we had for 1 year, and Whitmer and crew clawed back so they could spread it around to all their pals.
Well, what was incredible is that your colleagues on the news side of the wall, Bethel Block, Craig Mauger, did a great job unmasking the $1 billion in freebies and you know, money tree shaking that went on the year previous. You would have thought that they would have understood that there was going to be a little more scrutiny this year, and yet this Democrat out of Saginaw gets 400 grand for his gun club.
A private gun club, for God's sakes. And, you know, $1 million for a private stadium out in Utica, the Jimmy John Stadium. That's a private outfit. Taxpayer money is going to go to it. I mean, this is shameful. And I think they just believe there's no consequence.
We talked to Debbie very quickly. We talked to Debbie Dingell, and she said, look, the one thing that Democrats need to do is to put Biden out front, put him out with one-on-one interviews, put him into news conferences, get him out in front of the people. Do you think the Democrats will do that? Do you think his handlers trust him enough to do that?
No, they can't. They can't do that. As I said, I don't think you're going to see him in another debate. And you've only seen, what, three press conferences in his whole administration? This has been, I mean, he didn't just, you know, fade away last week. This decline has been going on since he took office. And, you know, they very cleverly and very effectively covered it up. You've seen him only in scripted appearances. Very rarely have you seen him off script and in a spontaneous situation, and you're not going to see that. And there's a reason. I mean, he just can't handle it. And so, no, I think that's, you know, no disrespect, but if you're wanting to get Biden elected,
right,
that's terrible advice because he can't hold up to that sort of scrutiny.
Nolan, thanks so much. Have a great week. Enjoy your fourth.
You too.
All righty. When we come back, four of the finest broadcast professionals in town calling it a career tonight on Local 4. We're going to talk to one of the best among them next on JR Morning.